Aunt Jane was waiting for them outside the main house, standing in a pool of light that spilled out from the porch. She looked pale and close to tears. She had her arms folded tight across her body and was shivering despite the warmth of the night. Matt ran to her as soon as he was out of the car. "We're all right," he said. "Really we are. And we found Dad. He's okay. We had to leave him, but we'll get him back. I promise." Aunt Jane hugged him tight just for a moment. Matt felt her trembling. He could not remember seeing her like this before. She was more than just upset, more than tearful and worried. She was frightened. When she spoke, her voice was also shaking.
"There's a visitor," she said, "waiting inside."
She turned towards the door, and Matt could see the trail of soil and gravel that led through the porch and into the house. The creature was standing in the hallway, a large approximation of a man, fashioned out of dirt and earth and sand and gravel from the drive, like some ghastly sculpture that lacked detail or finesse. What might have been a face turned to regard Matt and the others as they entered. It was blotchy and textured, gritty and mottled. A few blades of grass poked out from one side, and small stones peppered the face like acne. Thin, pale roots ran through it like veins. An arm moved, detaching itself from the side of the creature, pointing to Matt and the others. The arm moved in an arc as the thing turned slowly. It stooped down, though it seemed to flow into the new position, as if molded by some giant invisible hand rather than actually changing position. The stubby fingers touched the floor, leaving a dirty trail across the polished boards as the ends flaked off.
"It's writing,"
Aunt Jane said in a hushed voice. "Giving us a message," Matt realized. The whole hand was gone now, the arm following, disappearing into the floor as it rubbed away to leave the letters, like graphite rubbing off a pencil lead. The creature was shrinking down as the dirt and gravel it was made from flowed out of it like ink from a pen. Crude, childish capital letters across the floor. An ultimatum. "Do not interfere, and they will be safe." By the end of the last letter, the creature was thin and depleted. It hesitated a moment, as if checking it had nothing further to add. Then suddenly, it fell, collapsing in on itself, so that all hint of humanity was lost, and there was just a pile of earth and mud and stones in the middle of the hallway.
"No prizes for guessing who it means," Robin said. "Your dad and mine."
"I guess punctuation and grammar come later," Matt said. "I'll see you in the library in a minute."
"Where are you going?"
Aunt Jane asked. "To get something," he said grimly. "I won't be long." If Catherine was impressed with Venture's library, she had already said so before Matt rejoined them.